everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and today we have an outstanding athlete from Byram Hills High School. She participates in four sports, cross-country, winter, spring track, also a standout on the basketball court, Jennifer Moy. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Jennifer, the Con Edison Award is in its 70th year. Some great student athletes have preceded you, and many from Byram Hills, too many to mention. What does winning the award mean to you?
It's such an honor to win this award. I know a lot of the athletes that won it, and they're such great people, like in the classroom and on the field. And just to be put on the same list as them is so incredible.
Well, as our listeners will find out in the next 15 minutes or so, you are certainly a very worthy winner. In fact, I should tell the listeners right now that we are just scratching the surface with Jennifer. We could do a segment on 60 Minutes with her and still not have enough time. So we're just going to try to do some of the highlights here. Now, Jennifer, this past Saturday, you competed in an indoor meet that was moved outdoors at Iona Prep. The wind chill was around, I don't know, zero. I didn't even leave my house to get the mail. And yet you were out there and you competed in the 800 meters with a time of 2:33.79. Then a few minutes later, you finished fourth in the 1500 meters, wearing a mask, frigid conditions. How do you mentally prepare to compete under those types of adverse conditions? Just amazing.
I was honestly just happy that we got to compete at all. Like, I didn't care what the conditions were, indoor, outdoor. It could have been snowing and I still would have been like happy to run.
Well, you know, it's funny, as I mentioned to you before when we were talking on the phone, so many of the athletes I've spoken to this school year have the exact same thoughts. Everybody is just so happy to be out there, and hopefully things are quieting down right now. Now, I understand that you're on your way to Virginia for a meet. Tell us what's going to happen this weekend.
So it's a Virginia showcase, and I'm going to be racing the mile and the 1,000 on Friday and then the 2 mile on Saturday.
Wow. So that should be pretty exciting, and I hope you'll let me know how you make out down there. Sounds like there'll be some good competition. Now, the races that you ran this past Saturday at Iona Prep, especially the 800 meters, more or less a sprint. Now you're telling me you're going to be doing some more long distance runners. This fall, you did a great job in a time trial at the 5,000 meter. Again, what's the mental preparation, the difference in preparing for a sprint as opposed to a long distance run?
Yeah, so for a sprint, it's more just go out hard and try and hold on for as long as you can. Whereas in a long distance race, I try and like stay relaxed and just break up the race into little segments to try and keep myself going throughout.
Yes, that sounds like a great strategy. We were talking about that, you know, especially when you're running cross country and sometimes you're out there alone. And so to keep your mind concentrating on what you're doing, you tend to break it up. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. So I'll like break it up into like 800s. So I'll be like, at this point, I'm at 800 and I only have to get to the next point. Like, they're little check marks for me.
Oh, that sounds like a great strategy. Now, Jennifer has a very impressive running resume. She's a five-time letter winner in cross country at Byram Hills. She's been at it since the seventh grade. In the seventh grade, the third middle schooler in history to break the 10-minute mark on a mile and a half course. She broke it by 16 seconds. Four-time team MVP, school record holder on every track that she has run on in Westchester County. She holds six school records, 1,500 meter, 3,000, 5,000 distance medley relay, 4x800 medley relay. And the one that I'm very interested in, Jennifer, is the steeplechase. You're the three-time Class B champion. That's a unique race. Tell our listeners about what the steeplechase is all about.
Yeah, the steeplechase is my absolute favorite event. It's basically a five-lap race with hurdles throughout, and then there's one hurdle with a water pit behind it, so you have to jump into or over the water. And wow, I just love running that race so much.
What about it? Just because it's different and there are more challenges involved?
Yes. And it also keeps me like focused, because if I lose focus, I would run into a barrier. So I just like that aspect. And also jumping into the water when it's like super hot outside, like it's just refreshing.
You say you would jump into the water. If I tried it, I would fall into the water, I'm sure.
Oh, I've fallen many times.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, Jennifer has had an outstanding basketball career at Byram Hills High School as well. She's not going to play this year. I had the pleasure of watching her play about three games last year as I announced some action at Byram Hills. She won a varsity letter four times. She was the team MVP. And I'm sure you're going to be involved maybe in a couple of pickup games every once in a while. You still love basketball, I'm sure. Is that correct?
Yeah, I love basketball so much. It was a hard choice to pick between running and basketball, but
well, I'm sure. But you know, again, the basketball season as we speak here on February 4th is still up in the air. Yeah. Jennifer, we're very happy to have your coach here with us today, Coach Andrew Dapolite. I hope I pronounced that correctly, Andrew.
Yes, you did.
Okay, very good. Andrew's been coaching at Byram for about 3 years. Andrew, it's been a unique situation, of course, many roadblocks, you know, talking about quarantines and masks and protocols. What's been particularly challenging for you as a coach in this unusual school year?
You know, the hardest part this year has been trying to find some races to have the athletes compete in. And, you know, I think back to the summertime when we weren't allowed to have our off season practices and the athletes were mostly, working out on their own. I think that's why Jennifer has seen the success that she's seeing now, is because she's one of those self-driven athletes that, put in the time and dedication on her own. So, you know, we were just hoping to have some practices. I was hoping to get the team back together for some, you know, safe practices. So right now, the fact that we're even seeing competitions is just, icing on the cake. And we're hoping to get some more competitions in this season. We have a few dual meets planned over the next few weeks. And then looking towards the spring season, hopefully we'll be able to get some races in and there'll be a little bit more serious competition. But as you know, it's just a challenge, you know, to arrange these things. And every school district has different, limitations and, their own restrictions. So it's been tough. But, you know, we've been having practice 5 days a week. And, the athletes sometimes do workouts on their own. So, like I said, that's why Jennifer has seen the success that she's seen, is that she's kind of stuck with it. And she knew that eventually she'd see a starting line. It was hard. It was a hard sell back last March when we all went home, and we were all socially distant, but she stuck with it. And I think she knew that eventually she'd have to race again. So she came back ready.
Well, that's great. And coaches and athletic directors, and especially the student athletes, have just done so much, done everything that's been asked of them. And it's certainly great to see some success. Now, Andrew, tell us a little bit more about Jennifer. Now, obviously, she's a terrific runner, great student athlete. But what else does she bring to your program that I might not see as a casual observer?
She's a tremendous leader. She's been a captain for me in the spring and cross-country seasons. She's the type of athlete where if she sees a younger kid on the team, it's their first practice, you know, she'll run up alongside them. She'll finish her workout. She'll run a cool down with one of the younger kids. And, I just know I was in a similar situation myself as an athlete. You know, I was young and I was moved up to varsity. And I think that she knows what that's like to be on a team with older kids and sometimes 5 years older than you. So she makes that effort to, involve those kids. And I think she draws upon her own experiences as, when she was in that situation. So there's that. And then also, she just has tremendous heart. She, like she told you, she's fallen down before. And there were times I didn't think she was going to get back up, and she did. She always surprises us. I think back to one of my favorite races she ran was the 2019 state championship. She was running the steeplechase, and we had a goal in mind to qualify for nationals. So she actually had a lap to go, and she was like a few seconds behind, where she should have been. So I sort of figured, okay, at that point, like, she kind of looked tired. She was stepping on the barrier at one point instead of hurdling it. And anyway, long story short, I walked down from the hill, and I'm sort of preparing to, have that post-race discussion where, she's going to be a little disappointed. And sure enough, she comes tearing up the runway, and she gets in like 2 seconds under the standard and goes on to nationals. Awesome. So she always surprises us. So
Coach Andrew Dapolite.
Yep.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Continued success with your program at Byram Hills. You guys have some great coaches over there, Matty Allen, and right on down the line. So keep up the great work. We're speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Jennifer Moy, Byram Hills cross country indoor outdoor track, also a great basketball player. Jennifer, moving into the classroom, you have an average of. Unweighted average of 4.02, Regents, Honors, AP classes, and I understand your favorite so far this year is biology. What makes biology stand out for you?
I wanted to like major in college in like physical therapy and things like that because I get hurt a few times and I kind of liked figuring out like what was wrong, and so like taking bio this year is kind of like the first step in getting there. So
that's awesome. And you will be going to University of Binghamton, so yep. Congratulations on that. What made you choose Binghamton, Jennifer?
I love the whole team dynamic. I know there are a lot of girls from Section 1 already, and they were just so welcoming when I reached out to them, and some of them reached out to me too. I love the coaching staff. They were so nice and supportive, and the campus there is absolutely beautiful.
Jennifer, you're going to be running next year, hopefully, Division I. That's a big jump up from high school, not to take anything away from high school. But what do you think is going to be the biggest adjustment that you'll have to make running at the Division I level next year?
One of the biggest adjustments is definitely going to be just the longer race in general, because right now we're running 5Ks and they're going to be 6Ks there. So it's definitely going to be a longer race, but also it's going to be great having like a squad of girls that I can run with, because right now we have a very young team. So it's a little bit more difficult to always get the same like amount of mileage in. So having a strong team there is going to be really helpful.
Well, I know you're going to be very, very successful. Can't wait to follow you online. Jennifer has a passion for the Science Olympiad. She's president of the Science Olympiad Club. She's involved in some great projects and contests over the years since ninth grade. I wish we had more time to talk about it. But one that caught my eye, and you also told me you enjoyed it, was something called Ping Pong Parachute. Tell us about that one.
So Ping Pong Parachute is an event where it's a bottle rocket and you actually have to shoot it up and a ping pong ball with a parachute comes off of it. And the goal is to try and not let it touch the ground for as long as possible. And that was just like a ton of fun, just shooting bottle rockets.
Well, I imagine just hearing you talking about it, I could tell how much you enjoyed it. And again, a long list of projects that Jennifer has been involved with since the ninth grade. Also, academically, Jennifer has been a New York State Public High School Athletic Association a scholar athlete, ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th, and I'm sure in the 12th, AP scholar with honors. Just a fantastic, typical or perfect example of a student athlete. Jennifer, let's give your family a quick shout out. Your dad, Gary Moy, and your mom, Grace Ho. Are they your biggest fans?
They are. They have come to almost every single one of my races and games, and they love watching me play, and I wouldn't have been able to do this without them.
And you told me that your dad likes to take up various positions along the track and give you some encouragement and take some pictures. He's really into it. Now, he was a runner himself. Is that correct?
Yeah, he ran in high school.
Well, that's great. And tell us about your big brother, Jonathan.
My brother, he's a great inspiration. He wasn't always the best runner, but he always tried so hard and he made it pretty far for what he started out as. And I wouldn't have been able to do this without him, because like going into a high school sport when I was super young in middle school, like he was there. He was always helping me along, like showing me the ropes. So
that's great. And as we start to run out of time, I do have to get this in. All of the things that Jennifer does on the track, in the classroom, the Science Olympiad. She also has time, believe it or not, to play the violin. She's been doing that since the fourth grade. She's in the string orchestra. So just another example of what an outstanding young woman this is. Jennifer, in about 20 seconds, a quick shout out. I know you have someone you'd like to mention.
Yeah, my coach, Coach George Emanuelidis. He's my AAU basketball coach. He's been my coach since fourth grade, and he has given me so much confidence just as an athlete, and I wouldn't have made it as nearly as far as I would have without him supporting me.
We have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Jennifer Moy from Byram Hills High School, four-sport athlete, cross-country, winter and spring track, basketball, just an outstanding young woman. Jennifer, it was great talking with you this morning. I'd like to congratulate you on all of your accomplishments on the track and the classroom and the community, and all the best going forward, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we speak with another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.